So I was loading some stuff up in my truck today, my car, truck, slash SUV, whatever you want to call it. And two guys were walking down the street, and I was loading stuff in there, and they stared. They didn't see a human. They were looking at the stuff I was carrying. They didn't even see me. They didn't see a soul. And the Bible talks about some people don't see a human as a soul. They just see they don't even see the human. They just see what they want to see, you know. And let's think about that for a second. They don't see another soul because they're not a soul. In other words, there's no life in them. It's all about gratification of what they want. So they saw that stuff I was carrying a bunch of stuff. They were trying to see what I was carrying, you know. All they care about is stuff. How they can get some stuff and take it down here to the... If they can take something down to the pawn shop, they can get a little bit of cash, you know. That's all they're thinking about. Sad. I mean, these people are lost. And something else I noticed, I was doing a ride share, and this lady got in the car, and she was talking to her girlfriend. She said, these guys just don't understand the arrangement. When what's-his-name was around, he was paying some bills. All these other guys, they don't want to pay any bills. They don't understand the arrangement. And she was cursing like a sailor. MF this, F this, and all that. To her little girlfriend on the other side. And she's probably about 30 years old. And she said, you getting ready to dress up and go out in the streets? Yeah, I'm getting ready to go out in the streets. All right, I'll let you go. And then after she hung up the phone, she said, I'm sorry about all that cursing. You know, things are just rough right now. Everything's expensive right now. And I said, yeah, they printed a lot of money, make life rough on everybody, you know. But what I heard from these two women, 30-year-old women, their whole goal in life is to get 3 or 4 men that they're having sex with, and they have to understand the arrangement, that if they're having sex with them, somebody's paying my rent, somebody's paying my phone bill. That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying on the phone, trying to speak in code, but it wasn't working. They don't understand the arrangement. When Johnny was around, he understood the arrangement. I miss him because he was paying my bills. It's hard to make it now. I'm a month behind on my apartment, and I'm a month behind on my insurance. And then she's talking about going, and I was taking her to go spend some money on some stupid stuff. I don't know if she was going to get her nails done or hair done or whatever. They don't seem to understand the arrangement, she said. Yeah, they understand the arrangement. They don't want to be around you and catch some kind of disease. They don't want to be around you in your Jezebel spirit. They understand the arrangement. They know what you are. They completely understand the arrangement. They don't want to be having a baby with somebody like you. Because all you are is self and money. They understand the arrangement. They know the arrangement, and they know her character, and their character. They know. Long story short, nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. Ain't nothing new, people. She's saying it in front of her Uber driver. Oh, and after we got off, I said, I'm remodeling a unit that I got to rent out. She said, oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how we got into that.
She said, "Oh yeah." She said, "I'm gotten the right. This is the destiny we met."
I thought, yeah, whatever. It's a destiny we met, all right. Make me realize what I'm in even more. I already knew what I was in the middle of, but these people. At least the girl works. Trying to work two jobs, you know. But she's a worker. But at the same time, she was a man eater to the hilt, you know.